Our next speaker did this show before it was even ever a podcast, which, like, I don't even remember that time. That's, like, prehistoric time. But he's a good friend of Kevin Reeder's here tonight. This is amazing. Drew Janda.
Yay! Hello. Hi. Hi there. Hello. Hello. Greetings. Hi. How are we doing? Liked your story. Like your vest. Real good. You. Work with you. Hi there, guys. Bring it over there. Hello. Good stuff. Liked your song. Thought it was dope. It was really cool. You owned it, and that was nice. I was dancing in the back. I thought I really felt it. It was good for me. You had a good story. Good to see you, too. Love your beards. Do you know Dave Lasso? Do you know who that is? Similar beard. Pretty cool. Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah, dude. Squad. All right, cool. Right. Hi. I'm Drew. Good to see you guys. So when I was 14, I went to a real Christian school, and the thing I wanted most of all was to be friends with this guy, Matt Angelo. He was, like, the coolest dude. He was my best friend, but I was, like, his friend, you know? And he was so, such a cool guy. He had a cute girlfriend. He was a quarterback on the football team. He hung out with all the cool kids. He introduced me to hair gel, right? And he was super religious. He was very, very, very Christian. So, and one day he told me, I remember in a chemistry class, he tells me, he's like, "You're my friend and all, but you're not in the inner circle." Right? A shitty guy. Like, and he, yeah, so he tells me I'm not in the inner circle. Anyway, so in February of that year, it was the winter formal, and I got invited to go to this dance with this girl named Elizabeth Jones. We were, like, friends. We hung out on the – we always rode in the back of the bus together from the suburbs that I lived in to the city where the school was. She asked me to the winter formal, but she was, like – she had, like, a – this is awful, too. She had, like, a boy face, and she smelled funny, and, like – and she, like, wore some kind of plastic contraption. I don't know what it was. But – so I didn't want to go with her. And my friend Matt was like, "Hey, you know, you should come with me to my church's Light the Fire weekend." And I was like, this is a perfect opportunity to become friends with this guy. I'd like to get into his inner circle, right? That's all I wanted to do. So I go with him, right? I ditch Elizabeth. I go to this thing over the weekend. It's 3 days of fun games, like touch football, you know, small group Bible study, and then church services in the evening, right? So, like, it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday situation. Friday and Saturday, it's 2 3-hour church services in the evening in this huge auditorium. And, yeah, so it's an hour of worship, and they have, like, these huge rock and roll bands, right? Like, these are cool Christians, okay? Like, these are the Christians who wear, like, puka shell necklaces and Abercrombie outfits, and they're all – and they're, like, gorgeous. Their skin is amazing somehow. And you know, they're – I don't know, they're cool, and they're pretty, and they pay attention to you, and they're funny, and they all play acoustic guitar. I wanted to be like them. And so I go with them these church services, so an hour of singing, and then an hour of a message, and then an hour of prayer after that. And it's always the same kind of thing. So we do an hour of worship, and that's, like, you know, swelling guitar, rock and roll, that kind of thing. And then it's an hour of speakers, and it's always these, like, older white dudes who let us call them by their first name. Like, they look like you should say, like, "Oh, it's Mr. like Stevens," but you get to call him, like, Mark or whatever, and it's, like, and it's dope for that reason. Anyway, but then the third church service that we do is, like, a little different because they end up doing an altar call. It was an Assembly of God church, and if you know what that is, it's like a branch of the Protestant movement that kind of believes that, like, you're not baptized at birth because the acceptance of Christ isn't something that's, like, thrust upon you. It's something you have to decide for yourself when you're a young adult. So they do this altar call or whatever, and, like, and you know, there's, like, all this swelling music, like, this rock and roll music, like, everybody's feeling it, and I'm feeling it, like, not necessarily because I was, like, on fire for Christ, but mostly because you're surrounded by people who are cool and look good and want to accept you into their group, and they're feeling good, and you're like, "I'm feeling good too." And so the guy up front is like, "I want to know who wants to be saved right now," and then everyone's raising their hand, and then I raise my hand too, and then they call everybody up to the front, whatever, and I'm standing next to Matt. And the guy starts speaking in tongues. I don't know if you know. Right. And he's like, and it's just, it sounds like gibberish, but it's, you know, like, according to the book of Acts, like, what happens is the Holy Spirit descends upon you and you start speaking in a foreign language and somebody's supposed to translate. I don't know. Anyway. So what they do is they line us all up in a row, and then, like, the guy, Mark or whoever, he, like, comes over to each person, he puts his hand on their head, and then, like, all the leaders of these church groups, like, all the small Bible study groups, they come over and they start putting their hands on everybody's heads and they start speaking in tongues and praying for the person, and then they start shaking and then they speak in tongues and they fall down. And they move next to the next person and then they do the same thing. And they keep going. And so I'm standing, like, over here, right, and I just keep saying, I'm like, "This looks awkward and bad. I don't want to have anything to do with this." So So they eventually get to me, and they're all praying with me, and then they speak in tongues, and then I start speaking in tongues. I wasn't, but then, and then I fall down, and then they move on to Matt. And Matt is super religious, right? Like, he really believes in God. Like, it's hardcore. It's his whole passion in life. And so they get to him, and he's not speaking in tongues. He doesn't do it, because he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel compelled to, which is so honest of him. And, like, anyway, and so then after the whole thing or whatever, he ends up breaking up with his girlfriend because, like, she gave him a hand job one time, and he feels bad about that, and, like, But he's mad at me because I spoke in tongues and he didn't. He doesn't know why God likes me better. And then I get back to my high school and everyone's like, what did that Jesus freak do to you in there? And I was like, oh, yeah, he's a real fucking weirdo. He spoke in tongues and everything, right? I lied about him. I threw him under the bus. I told him that they tried to save me. And I told them that I didn't need to be saved, right? Fucking I'm a jerk, you guys. All right, thanks you guys so much for your time.
So much religiosity happening here. I didn't know, man. It's an interesting sub-theme going on.